Could've kept my man, could've made some dollars and made some plans. Oh, but I traded it all for that rock and roll. Oh, Lord, oh, please help me, I got a gypsy soul. Seen a lot of faces, been a lot of places. My feet keep running, you can't hold me down. Had a lot of lovers, even met a few mothers, but I always keep on moving to the next town. Oh, my one true love is that rock and roll. Oh, Lord, oh, please help me, I got a gypsy soul. Thank you.
stay out late while you've been creeping around eating off of his plate. You're gonna miss me. You're gonna miss me when I get home. I work all damn day and night for you. You take all my money, show the credit cards blue.
Generic alternative presence, it's super cool and sophisticated listeners, and indie pack alternative rock with a splash of electronic dancing music. As an added bonus, some generically alternative facts and far-reaching tidbit information will delight your eardrums. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Closing out this week's big block of blues, over 20 minutes of rock and blues music, featuring some of the rock and blues music released on EPs so far this year. From Ontario's Little Magic Sam Band, we had When I'm Down from their new EP, Step Back. From Texas's Reverend Sean Amos and the Brotherhood, recorded live in Sweden, we had You're Gonna Miss Me When I Get Home from their new release, Get in the Dance Banna. Before that, from their new EP, Gypsy Soul, we had North Dakota's Jennifer Lynn and the Groove Revival with the title track. From their January released EP, Light and Darkness, we had Belgium's Steph Paglia Trio with Stand Up. Before that, from Ontario's Rosie's Smokehouse Deluxe, we have the title live track from their new EP, Welcome to the Smokehouse. And I got this week's big block of blues started off with Baltimore's The Nighthawks and Don't Know Where She Went from their new EP, Slant 6. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. We're getting into our last stretch of the show, got a few more things I want to squeeze in here. Starting things off, the third and final part of my interview with Canada's Chicago-based bluesman, Nigel Mack. Moving from Saskatchewan to Vancouver is one thing. What was moving to Chicago like?
Oh, it was a trip. It was a real trip. I met a gal. She was a brown-skinned woman on the Highway 69 song. And we met while I was playing Chicago in the fall of 2000, I think it was. And we were playing Buddy Guy's Legends. And I met this young lady. And we fell head over heels for each other. And so she was either going to move to Vancouver. She was Canadian, but she was living in the States. So she was either going to move to Vancouver or I was going to move to Chicago. So after about 30 seconds of contemplation, I realized that, you know, I'd had the opportunity to move to Chicago when the professor died in 1992. The folks at the River West wanted me to come and help pick up the pieces because he was like the musical director of this club. But I had a great band here in town, and I just wasn't able to move. I hadn't recorded my first record yet. So I said, well, you know, I better take this opportunity to move to Chicago because the lightning might not strike twice, you know, three times. So I moved to Chicago in April of 2003. It's 20 years ago now. But I waited. I was engaged to this gal, and I waited until there was a ring on the finger, a wedding date set, chapel, deposit, the preacher, the whole bit. And then I moved to Chicago, right? Because it was just the logical place for a blues band to go. And then 6 months later, she decided she didn't want to do it. So then I was suddenly alone in Chicago. It was a tough go because I didn't know that many people. So I definitely had the blues. And so I always like to make the joke that I moved to Chicago for a woman in the blues. And then 6 months later, all I had was the blues. But I was on the phone one night. I was talking to Storm and Norman Kassler, who was the DJ at C-Fox.
Yeah.
I was talking to him on the phone from Chicago. And he goes, well, God damn it, Nigel, you're living every blues man's dream. Just go write some damn songs and quit your whining. So I did just that.
Nice.
And that really helped out a lot, you know.
I've talked to a few people, too. They're saying, like, in Chicago, you can just make a living in Chicago and nobody really knows who you are because there's just so many places to play.
Well, there used to be, you know, it's like here, there used to be a lot more places to play than there are now. I mean, wow, you know, things have really gone down, especially with this damn-demic that just hit. It's really taken its toll upon the live music. And, you know, and the overall cost of living and that sort of stuff, demographic changes, yeah, it's getting a little slim pickings in every place that I know.
While you've been playing around BC, have you had some of the local guys opening up for you?
No, but all the local cats are playing in the band.
Nice.
You know, one of the great things about being a Vancouver player for so long, you know, I was living here for a long time, is that I know all these cats. It's just wonderful. So, you know, I just phone everybody up. We put the band together, and they're wonderful players, just wonderful players. So it's,
oh, yeah.
It's a treat. It's a real treat.
The closing song on the album, Just One Man, I love the way it starts with, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm getting my second wind with enough booze in me to forget about the mess I'm in. True story?
True story. I was playing at the Kingston Mines in Chicago and you play till 4 a.m.
Wow.
There's two bands there and there's two separate stages. And one band plays for an hour and the next band plays for the hour. And so, yeah, so I was literally on stage, you know, and the drinks are flying, a lot of booze going down. That was right after I moved to Chicago. Things were very tenuous, you know. It was tough. It was tough to make a living at the time.
A couple things I remember reading about Chicago was John Lee Hooker decided to go to Detroit because he figured there was enough competition in Chicago. And Magic Slim, who we were just talking about, he went to Chicago, didn't really cut it, went back to Mississippi for a couple of years and honed his skills and came back and never left.
That's right. It's pretty stiff competition, but you know, the way I look upon it, my own humble opinion, is that I don't think about music as a competition. I think about it as what can you bring to the party. It's like you have a potluck dinner. You might bring a casserole, so-and-so might bring a salad, and you make the whole thing happen. Yeah, you've got your thing, they got their thing, but what can you make happen in the scene together?
When you wrap things up here in BC, you head back to Chicago, what's coming up after that?
Well, we're working on the fall tour. The fall tour is going to be going down south, naturally. And then working on getting back home to Saskatchewan. Christmas time, I was just talking to my friend who runs the Basement Jazz Club in Saskatoon, working on getting that happening for Christmas time, and then Florida for the winter. And then back and forth a bunch of times to Chicago just to keep things happening. We had a booking agent we were working with for a long time, and he unfortunately passed away. So right now, we're in the process of finding a new booking agent as well, because that's a crucial piece of the puzzle. You know, you got an album in the charts. You want to have that person who's working the phones and getting things lined up and doing tours, you know, and have booking stuff. So it's a real shame to lose Jim. He was an amazing human being.
This is near the end of the album. Shangri-La Girl, I think, is like the catchiest number on the whole album.
Thanks, man.
It sounds like it might be based on Elise.
It is. Yeah. She's a Shangri-La girl.
She's and a sax player.
She plays saxophone, that's correct. And she loves tiki bars. So right next door to where our place is in Chicago, in the next sort of suburb over, there is a tiki bar that's been there since the 70s. It's called Chef Shangri-La. So we were going there, we talk about that, and then, you know, it was one of those things that I started thinking about Shangri-La Girl. You know, and then Belize, she has her own Latin band called Grupo Cha-Cha, which are just a great, great band. So she was doing some shows and playing at a place called the Alhambra Club. So they took that whole thing and I just moved it all down to Florida because we spent a lot of time in Florida. Her mom and dad had been down there for a long time. So she's a wonderful daughter. She, you know, she takes care of her mom now that her dad's gone. So we're down in Florida quite a bit. We were actually married in Florida. So there you go. So yeah, she's a Shangri-La girl.
I was going to ask you the question I ask everybody from Chicago, but I'll save that for last because you're Canadian. I got to ask you this one. Canucks or Blackhawks?
Neither.
Perfect answer. The Bruins are the correct answer.
The Montreal Canadiens, no.
Oh, boy.
You know, I don't care. You know, there's no allegiance for the players. They're professionals that go wherever they need to go, you know. Mm-hmm. So if the team's winning, I'm there. Of course, the Blackhawks do have a pretty good record for winning Stanley Cups. Unfortunately, the Canucks don't. You know, I've been taken to the altar several times by the Vancouver Canucks and being let down.
Well, I don't know how you're going to answer this one. But I always ask everybody from Chicago, yeah. Cubs or White Sox?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It all depends on who's winning, you know. It's baseball. You know, I just say that I'm a Chicago baseball fan. I've been to both places, you know. I hang out with people who dig both things, you know. It's one of those situations. I have no allegiance. As long as the ball team's from Chicago.
Shangri-La Girl. Shangri-La Girl, you really rock my world. When the moon is high in the southern sky, little Shangri-La Girl, you really caught my eye. Playing your saxophone, hitting the notes so high. Come on, meet me on down at the tiki bar, and we can have ourselves a drink. Shangri-La Girl, you really rock my world. When the moon is high in the southern sky. Yeah. Woo!
Shangri-La girl, you really rock my world. When the moon is high in the southern sky, little Shangri-La girl, you really caught my eye. Playing your saxophone, hitting a note so high. When the moon is high in the southern sky.
Closing out that set from his new release, Back in Style, we had Canada's Chicago-based bluesman Nigel Mack with Shangri-La Girl. And I got that set started off with the third and final part of my interview with Nigel Mack. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in again this week, and I'd especially like to thank Nigel Mack for taking time out of his busy schedule to sit down for an interview with me. I'll be back in 7 days with 2 new hours of the best in rockin' blues music. It's time for the final vinyl. Taking us out from their 1979 release, Del Guelo, this is ZZ Top with I Thank You. This is Brent Morrison of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'd like to remind listeners in Metro Vancouver listening on CJSF 90.1 FM to stick around on Thursday mornings for the Canadian Philosophy Show at 9. And if you're listening to the Tuesday night rebroadcast, stick around for Jazz Boulevard at midnight.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.